Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhare Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravan Shari Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajakacharya Stotra Sachari Srimsalabhaya Sranarvind Bhakti Vedant Goswami Maharaj Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhans Parībrājakacārya Stotra Sachari Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānt Saraswati Thakura Maharaj Prabhupāda ki jai. ISKCON BBT Foundacharya His Divine Grace Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Ānanta Kori Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Navācārya Śrī Haridas Thakura ki jai. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय यमुना मई गंगमई की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय युग धर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय आवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराश्रमद भागवत महापुराण की जय श्री श्री न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल श्री श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की जय ब्यूटीफुल कमिंग जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा रथ यात्रा महोत्सव लॉस एंजलिस की जय निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुर ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुर all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Vdaya Krishna Sahib Udresha Madhi Vakti Vidhan Sumitana Vnachalya Gauravani Chalya Vseshwana Vajim Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vain Vahana Shri Chaitanya Manavishnam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamarupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudapad Kamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padhan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Vitamcha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत पते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी प्रषभानु सत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्प तुर्भ्या कृपा सिंधु वै विचा पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्राय शुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेविया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नेष्टकी Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text 25. Sati quits her body. Devotees, brothers and sisters, young and old, everybody is welcome. Here in New Dwarka Dham, in the morning Bhagavatam class. So please repeat. Kritva samana anilau jitasana Sodanam Uthapya Cha Nabhi Chakrata Sane Ridhi Sthapya Dhyorasi Sthitam Kantha Bruvor Madhyam Aninditanaya Kritva Samana Anilojitasana Sodanam Utapyacha Nabhichakrata Sanedhirdhi sthapya dhiyorasi sthitam. Kantat bruvor madhyam aninditanayat. Kritva samanam anilojitasana. Sodanam utapya cha navichakrata Saneer ridi sthapya diyorasi sthitam Kanthat buru bhur madhyam aninindita naya
Samana
Matajis. Kritva, after placing samano in equilibrium, anilo, the prana and apana airs, jita asana, having controlled the sitting posture, sa sati. Udanam, the life air. Uthapya, raising. Cha, and. Nabhi chakra, at the circle in the navel. Sane, gradually. Ridhi, in the heart. Sthapya, placing. Dhiya, with the intelligence. Urashi, towards the pulmonary passage. Sthitam, having been placed. Kantha, throat. Bhruvo, of the eyebrows. Madhyam, to the middle. Aninida, the blameless sati. Anya, raised. Translation, please repeat. First of all, she sat in the required sitting posture. And then she carried the life here. Upward and placed it in the position of equilibrium near the navel. Then she raised her life here. Mixed with intelligence to the heart and then gradually towards the pulmonary passage and from there to between her eyebrows. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The yogic process is to control the air passing within the body in different places called Sat Chakra, the six circles of air circulation. The air is raised from the abdomen to the navel, from the navel to the heart, from the heart to the throat, and from the throat to between the eyebrows, and from eyebrows, and from between the eyebrows to the top of cerebrum. Here. Cerebrum is here. That is the sum and substance of practicing yoga. Before practicing the real yoga system, one has to practice the sitting postures because this helps in the breathing exercises which control the air going upwards and downwards. This is a great technique which one has to practice to attain the highest perfectional stage of yoga. But such practice is not meant for this age. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tanavane. Namaste Sasudeva Gaurvani Pracharale Nirvise Shunyavadi Pashto. Dear devotees, unless someone is there to guide us, we actually forget our path and, you know, you can say we can lose the track. So many people try to practice yoga in this age of Kali. And many times Prabhupada in different places has mentioned that this yoga, you know, which we are discussing here, is not meant for this age of Kali. The so-called yoga, Prabhupada used to say, when they sit to practice yoga system, either they fell asleep or they think of sense gratification. Because this is not the recommended process for this age. Dhyan. Dhyan, you can say Dhyan Yoga. Mother Sati was, she was very, very elevated. She is transcendental personality. She was able to do this. Prabhupada is explaining how the air from one chakra to another, then and to the cerebrum here. Explained. Then he said, this process is not meant for this age. We people of this age of Kali, we are very fallen. And you know what is the biggest problem with us? Though I am very fallen, but I am not ready to accept my fallen nature. I want to pose myself very great person. This is the biggest problem. But in different degrees we are all fallen. This is the most degraded age. The age of quarrel, the age of hypocrisy, the age of fighting, the age of backbiting, age of so many bad things. The age of politics. I mean, because our minds are not clean. So how we can practice this yoga? Still people, because nobody proper like Srila Prabhupada to guide them, they practice yoga. And then they degrade themselves by this so-called yoga system. Gymnastic, you can say, or whatever it may be. So, it's mentioned that this yoga, this practice of yoga, dhyan yoga, krite yad dhyayato Vishnu, in the Satyuga, this was the process recommended. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu, trityam yajate makhe, dvapure paricharyayam kalo tadhari kitnat. In golden age, Satyuga, this was the process, dhyan yoga. Like as all of you know that Maharishi Vishwamitri sat for meditation for 60,000 years. But then Indra became very fearful. Oh, this Vishwamitra is going to take my Indrasana. This is materialism. You know? It's materialism. And he sent very beautiful heavenly girl, namely Menika. Very beautiful, very attractive. She came, started dancing, and Indra made all the arrangement for sense enjoyment. Now Vishwamitra is sitting for 60,000, such a great austerity. And when this Menka started dancing, and then he opened up one eyes, both eyes open, and then fell down with the Menika. This was actually a program of Indra to make him fall down. So this yoga process, you know, one can fall down from the yoga process. But if one is a devotee, like Haridas Thakur, this is example here in Kali Yuga. Even Maya Devi personally came to test Haridas Thakur. And actually she bowed down before Haridas. And she said, please, you know, bless me so that I can also chant Hare Krishna. And even as all of you know that this is a prostitute, Hira Bhai came to test Haridas. And she became devotee by the mercy of Haridas. This is the devotion. This word is given to us originally by Lord Chaitanya and then Srila Prabhupada and our all predecessor acharyas. But anyway, we only know Prabhupada who gave this process of bhakti yoga in a very perfect manner, in a perfect way to the whole world. And only by following this process, there are great, chances and possibilities then that we can fulfill the mission of this human form of life. The mission of this human form of life is to return to the kingdom of God, return to back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is making us conscious of this. He started the magazine. Such a beautiful name he gave. Back home, back to God, back to Godhead. He's reminding us. Because we are forgetful. I don't want to go back home, back to Godhead. I just want to enjoy my senses. I don't care for going back home. Enjoying the senses, eat, drink and be merry means hell. I won't return back to Godhead, but I will return back to doghead and suffer there for millions and millions and millions of years. You know, in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that after having this human form, if one doesn't solve the problems of life, and the problem of lives are birth, death, old age and disease. If one doesn't become Krishna conscious and return back home, back to Godhead, then it's mentioned in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, a jiva has to suffer in the hell. You know for how long? As long as the life of Brahmaji. You know how big is the life of Brahmaji? Brahmaji life, one day, 1,000 yugas. Satyug, Treta, Dwapur, Kaliyug, 1,000 yugas. In the day, 1,000 yuga in the night. Nobody can count the life of Brahmaji. Nobody can. Brahmaji life is so long. And it's not that it's just for saying, you know, sometimes those who are unfortunate souls, those who are polluted souls, they say, who has seen the hell? I don't believe in hell. There is no hell. By their not believing in the hell, they are not going to save themselves from the hell. Prabhupada gives the example of this rabbit. Rabbit, you know, a big animal eats the small animal in the jungle. This wild dog, hyena, eats all kind of different animals. Even sometimes few hyenas, they will kill the big animal also. But small animal they kill very easily. So this rabbit is trying to eat grass, and that hyena saw, he can smell, oh, there is a rabbit. He runs after that rabbit. Rabbit comes to know, he is running, chasing after me, now he is going to eat me too. He also run, but he cannot run fast as fast hyena can run. Now, this rabbit sees the hyena has come very close to him, this wild dog has come very close to him, now there is no way out. What this foolish rabbit does, he closes his eyes. You know what he thinks? Oh, I'm saved. Because he cannot see now that dog. I'm saved. But is he saved? He comes and eats him. So this is what is happening with us. I close my eyes. I don't believe. There's no hell. We have seen the hell. But hell is there. Heaven is there. Golok Vrindavan is there. Vaikunth Lokas are there. Everything is there. But by my believing or not believing, they're not going to disappear. They're going to stay there. So those who have realized, those who are pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, they, you know, we lost the faith because our polluted consciousness means no faith. We are faithless. But those who have faith, they can create faith in us. By the mercy of faithful devotees, we can also have faith in Guru Gauranga and Krishna and this process. Otherwise, you know, you think people in America believe in God? People in America believe in soul? In general, not. It's Prabhupada's mercy, since his movement has started, you know, now some awareness is there. People are thinking there is a soul, and there's life after death. Before they used to say, after death everything is finished. No life after death. Who has seen? Prabhupada has been to Russia, and there he met this Professor Kotowski, big professor. Then he said very clearly, who has seen God? There's no life after death. Prabhupada is such a big professor. What he's talking about? Just see. But this material degrees have no meaning. Doesn't matter, he may be a PhD or he may be double, triple PhD and this and that. But if he's not devotee, if his consciousness is not pure, is that no meaning? Then he's, what do you call, he's contaminated. Doesn't matter who he may be. So this, we need to free ourselves from this contamination. This is very, very important. If we stay contaminated, then we won't be able to understand the things as they are. And as Prabhupada said here, that this process is not meant for this age. But many people are trying to practice this yoga. Many. They're just gymnastic, keep the body fit. I think I mentioned the other day, I met one yogi. He's quite old, about 95, keeping very good health. He performed the yoga, but he's a damn liar, I'm telling you. He doesn't speak the truth. I have seen. He lies like anything. What kind of yoga is performing? And he manipulates, he tells, you know, I went with this body to the heaven. Just recently I was with him, and he spoke lie with me. First he said, there's one place where this mother, Durga's place is there. Mother has given us that place. So many people came there and nobody could stay. By the mercy of Mother, she gave us this place so that we can preach Krishna conscious there. Because so many, every day, 50,000, 60,000, sometimes 100,000 people comes from all over India and all over the world. And he was in that place. Then he just collected money, this so-called yogi, used somewhere else, cheated people. People, local people told me, say, he's a damn liar. He said, I'm going to do this, do that, so many things. So I went to see him. He had another place, which you can call a Switzerland. of India, you know. Beautiful place. Any of you visit us, I will take you to that place. And another rascal yogi was developing this place. And he died in a plane crash. He has his own plane. So I have eye on this place. I want to use this place for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Devotees from the Western world can come there. And actually this is a place where Mother Parvati was married to Lord Shiva. Very beautiful place. Very transcendental place. And this yogi who died in a plane crash there, he had made an airstrip there. And a plane can land there. And it's a very, very beautiful, surrounded by beautiful hills, cool climate, apples, this, very nice. So I have eye on that place. So I went to this guy. He said that who died in a plane crash, he was my disciple. He says that. I said, why don't you give us that place? He said, you can have that place. I said, but you're not there. It's not taken over by government. I said, you go and tell my name that it belongs to my... told me one law. He said, the disciple's property, when disciple dies, it belongs to Guru. I am his Guru. And you go and start your things there. And then I said, I will give you his death certificate. One who died in a plane crash. I said, you can give in writing something that he was my disciple. He said, send your man tomorrow. So our devotee went there. And he said, okay, tell Swamiji that he can have that place and he should give me 2 crore rupees. 2 crore means 20 million rupees. And then he can have that place, you know. He's such a rascal. Point of making, he's a yogi. Very good health. Even now, 95 years old, but polluted mind. Polluted mind. And when I sit before, I go for some, you know, something for Krishna, something for Prabhupada, I want, you know. But I feel disgusted sitting before him, you know. Talk all rubbish, all nonsense, and cheat people. And people are, you know, they don't know who's who and they get cheated. So this yoga process is not recommended for this age. The recommended process is bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful, and you know what he said? Kirtaniye sada Hari. Naam gaane sada ruchi. You should be desirous of chanting Hare Krishna all the time, perform Kirtan all the time, not that you chant 16 rounds, and then next day you're looking around, Prabhu, what happened? I lost my bead bags. I don't know where is my bead bag. You chant the 16 and throw away your beads somewhere you don't know. Next day where your beads are. No, all the time keep your beads in your hand. Remember Krishna all the time. This is the recommendation. This is the yoga recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali. Distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. You know one thing. We try to elevate ourselves and same time we desire to help others. And the best way to help others, 2 ways. Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution. Prabhupada started the movement with Harinam Sankirtan and with the book distribution. And if you give the book, you know how powerful these books are? You have no idea. Maybe you may be familiar with these stories. You may not be, but I will tell you one story. There was one person, and I have seen sometime devotee, I am very much interested in book distribution, and sometime I try to do myself also. And a few years back we did here, and I was a top book distributor here in, you know, LA area. Is that true? And Suvaspas Prabhu was saying, what about the book credit? You take book credits? No, everything goes to LA, to Rukmani Dwarkadish. You know? About $5,000 books were distributed. So I felt wonderful and very nice, you know. So once one devotee was distributing books at the airport, and I saw him. Sometimes some people are mellow, you know. And I saw one person came, he explained him, he took one book. He said, give some donation. He gave $10. Now this devotee is very, very intelligent. And he said, oh, can you give a little more?
He gave $10 more. I don't know, he ended up giving maybe $50 or $40, you know. So this story I'm telling you, one devotee gave one book to one gentleman, one soul here in the Western world, and he also gave something, $10 or $20, but then he ended up giving $200. Devotee took out $200. And when he came home and told his darling, his wife, "Darling, I bought this book for $200.
"What? You bought it $200? Are you crazy?"
She became mad at him. "What are you doing?" And she took the book from him and threw away. "You're nonsense." And book was thrown away, you know. And no, he was very fearful, mainly, you know. We are servants of wives, you know. Not in the New Dwarka Dham, but generally. And so he was very fearful. "Oh my God, I thought she will be happy," but she became very upset. So no, this book was lying. And 2 years later, and this gentleman started cleaning the house, you know. Then he found the book. "Oh my God, this book, I paid $200 that time." And he read the book. You know what happened after reading book? His consciousness was changed and he became Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Book Distribution King. He became devotee. These are the books. 2 years later. So many wonderful stories. So many, not one, two, so many. So, you want your elevation and think, oh, you know what Prabhupada has given us? We should think good for everyone. Because everyone belongs to Krishna. This was the consciousness of Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't think the people of India should be elevated and everyone else should go to hell. No. He wanted people of India, people of America, people of Africa, people of the whole world. They should take this Krishna consciousness. This is the actually proper thinking. And only pure devotees can think like this. I don't have that thinking, but if I pray to Prabhupada, "Please give these thoughts to me a little." And I try to elevate myself by practice of Krishna consciousness. Then I try to help others. Distribute books. Do Harinam. Distribute prasadam. Food for life. Yeah? Then Lord is sitting in our heart. Is sitting in your heart. Sitting in my heart. Oh, this soul is trying to help others. Lord will bless us. He will bless us. When his blessings will be there, then the life is going to be successful. Otherwise, devotees, we have no idea how dangerous and how serious it is. If I won't become Krishna conscious within this lifetime, then how much price I have to pay, I have no idea. If any of you have, please tell me, I have no ideas. But I can only understand, it's very, very serious and very, very risky situation. If I won't become Krishna conscious. This I have noticed in Srila Prabhupada. Because his concern was to help others, he was sent by Krishna to help us, and he was only thinking of helping others. Very much concerned about helping others. I haven't seen a great soul, great personality like himself, who just thinking of helping others. In our case, we just think of ourselves, how I can be comfortable this way, that way. But Prabhupada never bothered about his comfort. He only thought how souls around the world can take to this Krishna consciousness. And you know what Prabhupada said? "If you love me, then you distribute my books." And we should love Prabhupada. If we love him, I let me tell you one happening. This I felt, you know, in the presence of Prabhupada. It was in 77. He gave me the opportunity to serve him. And I had no doubt that time. I was young. It was about how many years now? 28 years back. 77. 28. And Srila Prabhupada is sitting and nobody's there. He gave me the opportunity to this most unqualified soul to serve him as his personal servant. So I'm sitting. And I wanted to cry before Prabhupada. pray for His mercy. So by the mercy of Prabhupada, Radha Rani, I was able to do this. And after listening to my little prayers, he said these words. He said, Shri Guru Charane Rati Aise Uttamangati. We sing every morning. If you love spiritual master, this is wonderful. How to translate this? We translate every morning. Can anybody translate? Shri Guru Charane Rati. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. This is the translation. Shri Guru Charane Rati Aise Uttamangati. Attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. And Prabhupada told me certain things. I had problems. Still I have many problems. That time he said, oh, gradually everything will be okay. But his mercy is flowing. Mercy is flowing, and by his mercy, by his grace, we can see his mercy is flowing. So his mercy is there for everyone. He is for everyone. It's not for one person, because he is sent by Krishna to help everyone. So Srila Prabhupada, we should love him. And how we can love him? Just follow his instructions. Just like Lord Nityananda, he loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the life and soul of Lord Nityananda. But in Puri, when Lord Chaitanya is there, Lord Nityananda is there. They are dancing, having Kirtan. But Lord Chaitanya is worried something else. One day, his elder brother, Lord Nityananda, sitting, he said, Shripat, Lord is complete etiquette, you know. He said, Shripat, you know, we are chanting and dancing, we are very happy here. But what is going to happen to the fallen souls? Lord Nityananda, he is his elder brother. So, what do you mean? So, Shripat, how the fallen souls are going to be saved? So, what do you mean? I want you to go and preach. What? I cannot go and preach. I cannot leave you. Because he loves him so much. But then Lord Chaitanya said, what is going to happen to the fallen souls? Lord Nityananda said, you save the fallen souls. I cannot leave you. When he said like this, you know what our Supreme Lord is saying, Lord Chaitanya? He started crying, tears in his eyes. Then Lord Nityananda saw, his life and soul is crying. He could see that. He has a true love for him. Then Lord Nityananda said, Shripad, okay, what do you want me to do? So I want you to go and preach. Go door to door and ask people to chant Hare Krishna. Take to this process. It's all right, I will do that. This is the true love. If we love Prabhupada, follow his commandments. And I say I love him, but I act on my own. Then what kind of love I have? It's just a show of love. I don't have true love. Then another thing, Lord Chaitanya said to his elder brother, Shripad, I want you to do another thing. I said, what is that? I want you to get married. What? You have taken sannyas and you are performing such a great austerity and you want me to give up sannyas and get married? Yes, Shripad. Why you want me to do this? The reason, I don't want people to think that only sannyasi can go back home, back to God. Even good householders can also go. You please be the exemplary householder. It's all right, I will do that. Another thing, you please don't come to see me. See, how big, what you call, exam is for Lord Nityananda. Sometime I will come and see you. You please preach. How important is the preaching? Here, by this example, Lord Chaitanya is setting this example. And Lord Nityananda, who is non-different from Lord Balaram, he went and went door to door. Nadiya gadrume nityananda mahajan, pati yache naam hata jivere karan. Shadhavan jan hai, prabhur agya bhai, mange e bhiksha. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. He is begging. Lord Nityananda is begging. Please, my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has added me these three things. Chant Hare Krishna. Bolo Krishna. Bhajo Krishna. Worship Krishna. Karo Krishna Shiksha. And tell others about Krishna. Lord Nityananda is going door to door. Telling people. And if you develop this mood, then only there is a chances that we will be delivered. Otherwise, chances are very remote, very remote. You know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, I founded this society, opened up the centers all over the world, and even if one goes back home, anybody heard this? Anybody heard this? Even one go back home, my mission is successful. See how rare it is? Very rare. But Prabhupada wish all of us to return back home. It's not that he wants only one, but he wants, but it's very rare. It's rare, but it is there. It's rare, but it is there. And if we catch hold onto Prabhupada's lotus feet, distribute books, Harinam, try to head ourselves towards purity. This is Prabhupada's Western World headquarters. Beautiful Rukmani Dwarka Desh, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they are here. They want to bless all of us. And we pray for their mercy. And by their mercy, you know, we all have the opportunity. And this is the wish of Prabhupada. It's not that Prabhupada only wish one person to go back home, back to garden. So this yoga which is, I just read in Prabhupada's purport, this is not for this age. This is a great technique which one has to practice to attain the highest perfectional stage of yoga, but such practice is not meant for this age. Not one in this age can attain the perfectional stage of such yoga, but people indulge in practicing sitting postures, which is more or less a gymnastic process. Prabhupada is saying gymnastic process. By such bodily gymnastics, one may develop good circulation and may therefore keep one's body fit. But if one simply restricts oneself to that gymnastic process, one cannot attain the highest perfectional stage. The yoga process, as described in Keshava Shruti, prescribes how one can control his living force according to his desire and transmigrate from one body to another, or from one place to another. In other words, yoga practice is not meant to keep the body fit. Any transcendental process of spiritual realization automatically helps one to keep the body fit, for it is the spirit soul that keeps the body always fresh. Very important point Prabhupada is making. As soon as the spirit soul is out of the body, the material body immediately begins to decompose. Any spiritual process keeps the body fit without separate endeavor, but if one takes it that the ultimate aim of yoga is to maintain the body, then he is mistaken, very much mistaken, not mistaken. The real perfection of yoga is elevation of the soul to a higher position, or the liberation of the soul from material entanglement. Listen carefully. The liberation of the soul from material entanglement. This is the business we have here. Some yogis try to elevate the soul to higher planetary systems, where the standard of life is different from that of this planet, and where the material comforts, lifespan, and other facilities for self-realization are greater. And some yogis endeavor to elevate the soul to the spiritual world, the spiritual Vaikuntha planets. The Bhakti Yoga process directly elevates the soul to the spiritual planets, where life is eternally blissful and full of knowledge. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga is considered to be the greatest of all yoga systems. Bhakti Yoga ki. Prabhupada is saying in a nutshell, the Bhakti Yoga system is the highest of all the yogas. And we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us the Bhakti Yoga, and we should practice this very nicely, and good chances are there that we can situate ourselves properly
and return to our real home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. So even, I even didn't ask if anybody has any question, but Bhrigupati has raised his hand, and I must ask, Bhrigupati, what's your question? Yeah.
It mentioned that Srila Prabhupada took a walk every morning, 1 hour walk.
Yeah.
And then he had 2 hours of massage from 11:15 to 1:15. So it sounds like, you know, Prabhupada did things to look after his health. So what if a devotee is doing this yoga just to look after their health? Is that okay or no?
What do you say? You do every morning? Oh my God. Yeah, if you do for the health, I think. But if you don't get lost into that, other yogis, you know. But if a little for the health is okay, I feel. Anybody has any other idea? Yes.
Somebody asked him directly. Because they were walking and they saw some yogis, you know, doing these.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada said, you can do this or calisthenics or anything just to keep the body fit. In other words, move. Move your body and keep it fit so you can serve Krishna. But don't, like you said, don't become absorbed.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Your Prabhupada said this. Thank you, Prabhu, Archita Prabhu, thank you. This is the proper answer. Yeah, maybe they get lost into that, you know. This yogi, if you see, looks very good, I'm very old, but still. Nonsense. Mind is disturbed, you know. Talking all the time, now the body is fit, but mind is unfit. We have to keep the mind fit. And mind can only become fit if it's engaged in the service of Guru, Gauranga and Krishna with a, you know, unallied devotional service. Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaitaki apratihata yayatma suprasedati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated, uninterrupted. You know? And Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada said, anna vilashita shunnam gyan karmadi navratam anukullena krishnanu shilnam bhaktir uttama. Material desire must be zero. No more material desire. And no knowledge, no need of knowledge. Gyan, karma, no need of karma is condemned. Karma kand, gyan kand, saklere, vishere, bhan, Lord Chaitanya is saying. But gyan karma is not required. And one should perform favorable devotional service. And material desire must be zero. Zero. And you have to keep body fit. Do little yoga just to keep your body fit. But don't do 2-3 hours yoga and forget to do the bhakti yoga. But I have seen, I noticed this. The Swas Prabhu, he does the yoga, but he chant. What time? 3 o'clock in the morning? What time? 2:45 he chant. Once I was coming down, you know, and I heard inside the room he's chanting. This is the thing. He does little yoga so that body stays fit. It's okay. But if he just do the yoga and don't chant Hare Krishna, that's not good. That's not good. And bhakti yoga is the main, you know. Other yoga may help a little. Okay? Thank you very much. And once everybody, Hare Krishna! It looks like Suvas is not feeding you sumptuously, you know. Why you reply like this? Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Oh, yes, yes. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Hare, Hare! Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram, Ram.
Ram, Ram.
Hare Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Ram.
Now it looks like Savas is feeding you very sumptuously. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.